Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 12, controlling. This is the last function of principles of management. You remember the functions of principles of management, which we defined as POSD CMC, planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordination, motivation and controlling. So last factor is known as controlling. Now guys, in any process there are three steps involved. First is planning stage, second is implementation, and last is evaluation. Evaluation is another name for controlling. This chapter will give us understanding and knowledge about how controlling of the business should be done, how we can evaluate the business has performed over a period of time. Whenever we plan a particular objective, then we implement that objective. After implementing that objective, we try to evaluate or control. And you know guys, when we start evaluating or controlling, no one likes it. When there is a performance appraisal meeting or interview been taken up, no one likes the performance appraisal interview or technique because of the fact that there are going to be permutations and combinations with regards to what you have done. You could have done more better and it could have been in more professional manner and etc. things. So this chapter will give us different techniques to identify how company from the management perspective can evaluate the project, evaluate the business and make sure that the business can more succeed over a period of time. So it's more about based on controlling or evaluation part of the business. The process of management begins with SMART goals. SMART, everyone remember, SMART stands for what? S stands for specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, realistic and time bound, that is SMART goals. Then planning and then other functions. So any process starts with SMART and then planning and then organizing, staffing, directing, coordination, motivation and controlling. Controlling is the last function of the series. Controlling means constraints, means finding out. It means influencing the activities which people do not like. It requires maturity. So anything which lot of normal human beings wouldn't like, that is the place where controlling would usually take place. When the activities start based on SMART goal, they tend to go haywire. Now what happens when the activities are based on SMART goal, that is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic and time bound, things does not go in the same format, it goes haywire because of the fact that the output isn't showing the way it is required to show. It needs discipline to realize if things are not going as per plan. So it needs someone to go and show that this is what you are doing is wrong and this is how it should be done. Success depends on how well the organization is able to control and bring the things on track. So any company's success is based upon how well we design the format, how beautifully we make the things go in systematic manner, and how critically the organization can grow and go ahead in the market. So it is more about based upon how organization can control the things and put these things on track. We always find that people resist any control. So if anyone tries to control you, like for example, if you are preparing some food or if you are doing some activity and someone, just when the output is going to be taken up, just when things are going to take place and someone tries to tell you, no, it is not this way, it is wrong what you have done, you eventually feel so upset that how is it possible that things is not fall in place at the last moment of time. So controlling can make people's mood really off. It can swing the people's mindset and image as well. Suppose there is a flow of action and someone says it is not good and stops it, there is resistance from everywhere. Sometimes when the action is near completion and finished goods are about to be ready and someone says that they are not good, people get disturbed. Like for example, you are in manufacturing of diamond or jewelry. When the last quality check has been done, at that time someone comes up and tells that the gold which was being used on manufacturing the diamond jewelry had got something which was mixed in some other metal, that was what was used, the whole process goes under vain. Similarly, when output is been given and if it did not fall in place as per the requirement, the output is basically a failure. So that is where controlling plays a very important role. Now this is a wonderful slide which gives us a snapshot about where we can go and do controlling. Can someone tell me what do you mean by scope? Yes, Rajesh, tell me what do you mean by word scope? Very good. Scope means use. Where are we going to use controlling, or where are the areas where controlling can be done? Controlling can be done over so many different areas. Like controlling can be done over organization. When company is growing or company is functioning, over there we can do a controlling. Controlling can be done over the personnel employed. So employees who are working in the companies, on them controlling can be done. Controlling can be done over the available capital. So if capital is available, it needs to be properly controlled. Control over capital expenditure, control over production, control over wages and salaries. The employees who have been paid wages and salaries also needs to be controlled. Control over cost of production. What is the cost of production which the company is going to produce? Needs to be controlled. Control over public relations. So PR, that needs to be controlled. If it is just left without control, it may take two different levels only. Control over research and development. Control over tools and equipment. So a lot of tools, equipments are instrumentally involved over there. The controlling can be done. Control over raw materials is also one important place or area through which controlling can be done. And control over tools and consumables. So in these all areas, controlling is mighty possible for making sure that the business can generate the output as per the requirement. It is not just these areas where controlling can be done. There are many other areas where controlling can be done. But these are universally level crafted areas where controlling by default would be able to take place over a period of time. Now, to do controlling, there are certain steps involved. So we start first with establishing standards, then measuring performance, comparing the actual with standards and taking corrective action. Simple example. Let us see, for example, we establish standards. Giving an example, the company's name is Jet Airways. Jet Airways established standards that this financial year, company wants to achieve a target of around 25% profit than last year. So standards are set 25%. The whole year passes across and then they measure the performance. The performance says that the output has been, say for example, 20%. So measuring performance for the financial year is 20%. Comparison of actual with standard. So they compared actual 20% and standard was 25%. So why there was deviation, why there was changes been discussed over here, and then based upon that, corrective action will be taken up. So this is the way how the process of controlling takes place, of one after the other stage, for making sure that the output can be given up. That is why we say planning, implementation, evaluation. Again, planning, implementation, evaluation. Again, planning, implementation, evaluation. So this is a continuous process. It will go on and on and on. It is not going to remain static. It will continuously grow. Now, there are certain requirements of effective control system. So it is very important that there should be an effective controlling system. So to have an effective controlling system, what are the requirements, requisites, which can help us to identify where we need to control? So the first effective control system requirement or requisite is there should be feedback. If feedback is not available, what we will control? That is why we said feedback is the process of adjusting future action based upon the information. So based upon the information, we are supposed to reacting. So that is why feedback is required. Next is objective. Another effective control system requires objective-based functioning. So impartial performance appraisal is necessary for certainty of control. So based upon objective, controlling system should be based upon. Suitability. The control system should conform to the nature of deviation. So what was the reason why deviation took place, or what was the activity based upon that the effective control system should fall in place? Then prompt reporting. There should be quick reporting of the transaction which are taking place. Then the controlling system will be effectively designed. The deviations from standard should be informed with delay. So any changes should be quickly informed. Then another effective control system required is forward looking. So the company should be able to look forward how the transaction has been placed. That is, effective control system must focus how future action will conform to the plans of the company. What company has planned, based upon that, the transaction is falling in place or not can be identified, and that is one of the requirement of effective controlling system. Another effective controlling system is pointing out exceptions. If deviations have high impact, the control system should pay direct attention. So there are a lot of deviations taking place, the planned thing and the executed things, the difference is huge, then it needs to identify what is the reason. Those exceptions should be catch hold of, and then controlling should be done accordingly. the effective control system should be flexible. It should basically be changed with the time. The standards of criteria should be altered from time to time. Control system should be flexible. It shouldn't be rigid that this is the system and it has to be followed in this way only. The controlling system should be changeable. What are these controlling systems? We'll see in a while, but these systems should be flexible. Also, the requirement, another requirement of an effective control system is that it should be economy. So the control system should be economical in nature, which means what? It should be cheap. It should not be very expensive. The benefits derived from the control system should be more than cost of exercising it. It shouldn't happen that the cost of exercising or realizing that whole system should be more expensive than the cost of functioning it. Intelligible. The control system should be easily understood by all the people. So it should be understandable. It should not happen that the controlling system is very complicated. If it is complicated, then it will be not be able to easily digest by the people who are functioning it. Another effective control system requirement is that the effective control system should suggest remedial action. So any controlling system should give us the answer, output, that if this is the problem, what is the reason or what is the remedial action available for it. It should disclose places and reasons for failure in the remedial action. So it should suggest what is the solution for the given problem. Finally, the controlling system should be motivation oriented. That is, if large deviations are found, employees should be directed and guided instead of punishment. So there are a lot of changes, a lot of deviations been taken place, then the employees should be motivated, they should be charged up, they should be able to give the output as per the requirement. That is where employees should be directed and guided instead of punishment. So they should not be punished, but they should be encouraged. That is what is the requirement of an effective control system. So these are few requirements. If it is followed, it will make sure that the controlling system is best and it will give the output. Let us now see different techniques of control. So there are so many different techniques of control. We'll go in depth of each one of them and try to understand and emphasize on which is the best over a period of time. Companies have got so many options available to check what is the best technique of controlling the business. Right, starting from statistical control reports to personal observation to cost accounting and cost control, break-even analysis, special control reports, management audit, standard costing, return on investment, internal audit, responsibility accounting. Similarly, we have got managerial statistics, PERT, critical part method, Gantt milestone chart, production control, MIS, management information system, external audit control, zero-based budgeting, standing audits and budgetary control. So these are all different techniques of controlling the business. It is not necessary that only one, like for example, managerial statistics will play an important role. There can be multiple different techniques of control which can be used, or at times there is a combination of them which will be utilized, or at times in certain companies there will be one which will give them a brief idea. But eventually all this controlling system is decided to make sure that the things fall in place more ahead, the companies move ahead from there and does not go behind from there. That point, that is why these controlling techniques are very, very, very important. Let us see now each one of them in detail and how it's functioning in the system. This is the crucial most answer for the whole syllabus as far as controlling system is concerned. The first and the foremost is in the statistical control reports. These type of reports are prepared in quantitative terms and used in large organizations. Then the variations from standards can be easily measured. Like for example, statistical control reports. So normally we would have seen, for example, blood report. In blood report, whatever the hemoglobin count comes, besides that, there is a range given. If the count is as between the range, then we are safe. If it is below or above, then there is a problem of concern. Similarly, over here in statistical control reports, different types of reports are prepared in quantitative terms in large size organizations. Tools and techniques like correlation, regressions, then ranks, Pearson, coefficient of correlation, and many other tools and techniques are utilized. These variations are then compared with the standards and easily measured to identify are they matching or they aren't matching. This is the first technique for controlling. If they are matching, great. If they aren't, then it should be encouraged so that the next time it is going to function and give the output accordingly. Next is personal observation. Another technique of controlling is personal observation. The manager personally observes the operations in the workplace. The manager corrects the deviations in operations whenever the need arises. So manager is continuously observing how the company is functioning, how the employees are functioning. If he finds there's something deviation, he enters, interferes and tries to make the things settled and he moves out. That is in his personal observation of the technique of controlling. Another technique of controlling is cost accounting and cost control. Profit of any business depends upon the cost incurred to run the business. Profit is maximized by reducing the cost of operation or production. So the business concern gives much importance to the cost accounting and cost control. Another tool and technique for controlling is cost accounting and cost control. We know that any business can succeed if and only if they, we say the phrase also, maximum utilization with available resources. So as much as possible, maximize the profit and as far as possible, minimize the costs. So any business, if need to succeed, make sure that they have a huge focus on cost accounting and cost control. This will lead the success ratio for the business in the best possible manner. So another aspect of business to function is based upon cost accounting and cost control. Now next element or parameter involved for controlling is known as break-even. Now let me put up this question to few of them. Yes, tell me Rajesh, what do you mean by word break-even? Okay, Rajesh. Rajesh mentions no profit, no loss. Anybody else? Yeah, you tell me, Abhishek, what do you mean by break-even analysis? Abhishek mentions same, superb, no profit, no loss. Anyone else? Yes, I want this question from Pooja. Pooja, do you tell me what do you mean by break-even? Break-even means superb, no profit, no loss. But guys, over a period of time, the concept of break-even has changed from no profit, no loss to, remember, always these days we have got a new concept which we called as break-even means total revenue is equal to total cost. Now, what do you mean by total revenue is equal to total cost? So it is same as no profit, no loss. No, Rajesh, wait. What do you mean by no profit, no loss? No profit, no loss means if 10 rupee product is sold at 10 rupees, after 2 years, it is called as no profit, no loss. But for 2 years, the holding cost and many other costs involved for producing that goods and staying with us, who is going to incur all those costs? The company. They are going to be added to the cost or not? Obviously, they are going to be added to the cost. That cost is known as total cost. So if when total cost is equal to total revenue, we call it as break even and not just no profit, no loss, because no profit, no loss is a very narrower term and total cost and total revenue is a wider term in the business system. That is why we call it as break even analysis. So break even analysis is more based upon total cost is equal to total revenue. Next, we move ahead to the next element for controlling is special control reports. Using this technique, a particular operation is investigated at specified time for the particular purpose. This is done according to the requirements of management, but not on regular basis. So special control reports, another tool or technique used for controlling is special reports. Wherein a particular operation area, say for example, in a production unit, the operation department is process number 3, which is more about dyeing. So the dyeing process will be continuously been grilled across, reporting would be taken up, and that reporting would be checked out that are they performing as per their standards or not. So that is known as special control reports for that special domain area. Another kind of controlling system is known as management audit. Audit means checking, management checking would be done. So it aims at pointing out inefficiency in performance of management functions such as planning, organizing, staffing, directing, controlling, and suggesting possible improvements. Under management audit, the controlling system tries and checks about all the functions of management which comprises of POSD, CMC, and are these POSD, CMC functioning their tasks or do they require certain improvements over a period of time or not? That can be done with the help of management audit. So this is yet another way for doing controlling in the business. Another controlling mechanism used by companies is standard costing. Determination of cost standards for various components such as raw material, labor and overheads. So this is the process. First I will determine what is the standard cost. Then I will measure the actuals. What is the actual which the company is spending. Comparison of actual with standards, finding out the reasons why deviation took place, causes of variations, and then taking measures to avoid variations in the future. Simple example which we saw about Jet Airways. So cost standards, which was components such as materials, labor and overheads, which the company is incurring, say for example is 500 crores. Measurement of actual performance for the company, say for example 450 crores. Comparing of actual with, standard cost is 450 with 500 crores. Causes of variations, why there was deviation between 500 and 450 crores. Why the company couldn't achieve the target levels of 500 crores. Then based upon that, taking measures to avoid variations in the future, so that in future, the same kind of things wouldn't come in place or fall in place for checking how the operations is functioning in the system properly or not. So this is another way of checking out how the business functions. That is in a standard costing. Next tool for controlling is return on investments, which means how much I've invested in the business and how much I'm earning. So using this technique, the rate of profitability is identified by the management. Return on investments is calculated by dividing net profit by total investment or capital employed in business organization. So based upon that, they will try to evaluate or control the system that is company functioning properly or not. Another technique used for controlling is internal audit. So internal audit is another tool for controlling that how the business is functioning. Internal audit would be internally checking how the company process is functioning properly or not. So internal audit reports is prepared at regular intervals, normally every month. It covers all areas of operations. This report is sent to the top management and the management takes steps to control the performance on basis of the report. So the whole management will sit across, try to identify what are different tools and techniques involved in the system, how they are performing, and what are different kinds of tools and techniques company needs to perform the task in the business. That is known as internal audit. Next tool and technique used for controlling is responsibility accounting. This is a unique kind of a tool and technique for controlling. In this technique, they'll try to identify which department or function is responsible enough for company's weightage to take responsibility unto them. The performance of various people is judged by assessing how far they have achieved predetermined objectives. So how far company has been able to achieve the objectives. The objectives are framed section-wise, department-wise, division-wise and assessed similarly. So how the company is performing section-wise, what section was target given and what they have performed, what department has been given target, how they have performed. So that is the way the objective and the performance will be matched. Costs are allocated department wise rather than product wise. So costs are usually given department wise. This is the amount of expenses or cost which is going to be incurred or which has been incurred, and accordingly what revenue you have been able to generate. Each department, section or division is fixed as a responsible centers. Like for example, in company we will have different departments like marketing, finance, HR, production, etc. So finance is the cost department for company because it spends money. Okay, it also at time raises money, so they can be considered as a dual advantage or maybe mostly cost department. Whereas marketing has got the responsibility of bringing in funds, so their responsibility is to earn. HR is cost department. Operations is cost department. So three the cost department versus one revenue department will try to bridge the gap how the company functions. So an individual is responsible for his area of operation in a particular section, department or division and focuses and functions as per the requirement. That is the responsibility accounting format.